He is the CEO of My Block, My Hood, My City. It's Jamal Cole. First of all, how are you? I know that we haven't been able to connect because you had an issue. Are you doing okay?
I'm doing better than some, worse than others. I can't complain, Lisa. Thank you for being so consistent and having me on every month. I'm doing great, though. The weather's been great. It's hoodie season now. You know I love wearing hoodies, so I can't complain.
And what neighborhood have you landed in for the month of October?
I'm living in North Lawndale still because last month there was no Airbnbs until September 18th. And so I didn't get here until September 18th. And I got to stay here for a full month until I get the appreciation of the community. So I had to live in the Jaslyn Hotel in Chinatown for about 12 days.
Oh, wow.
And so it was a great view, but it was Chinatown. I was like, I'm not spending no money in Chinatown because I'm supposed to be spending all my money in North Lawndale right now. So I can't wait to next year to actually explore Chinatown. But anyways, I'm in North Lawndale right now, and I'm enjoying what I'm feeling, hearing, and seeing. So
Jamal Cole, like I said, is the CEO of My Block, My Hood, My City, but he's also taken on this, I don't even know what to call it. I think it's an adventure, but it's a lot more commitment than that. He's going to live in all of Chicago's 77 neighborhoods. And boy, you are staying true to your word. If you didn't get there to the 18th, you're like, I'm staying.
Absolutely.
North Lawndale, isn't Jesse Fuentes your alder person there?
No, Alderman Monique Scott is the alderman in North Lawndale. Jesse Fuentes, she's the alderman in Humboldt Park, and she's a good friend of mine. When I lived in Humboldt Park, that was month four. We actually spent a lot of time together marching for gun rights and violence prevention organizations. So, but that was month four in Humboldt Park.
Okay, because, of course, Jesse was the face of every newscast last week when she was arrested trying to find out if ICE had a warrant for one of her constituents. And she was in a hospital, and she's the one that you saw cuffed and thrown out. What are you learning? What are you learning in North Lawndale that the rest of the world needs to know about that particular neighborhood?
Yeah, Lisa, well, people say North Lawndale is poor or is under-resourced. What I've come to find out over these last 2 weeks is that it's actually rich, like rich in connections and rich in relationships and rich in trust. And there's a whole ecosystem here that keeps people socially engaged, especially in Ogden. There's just it's a lot of support for community organizers and social-led organizations. And so I like the connection. They're very parochial in North Lawndale. A lot of the community groups all meet together once per month as a part of the NLCCC, and they talk about the quality of their life plan. They talk about challenges. They talk about the strengths, and there's just a lot of trust between organizations here, and that's what I've really come to appreciate in my short stay so far.
And what does North Lawndale look like for people who have never been to that Chicago neighborhood? Predominantly white, predominantly black, Hispanic, mix, what?
Yeah, it's I've seen it being predominantly black in North Lawndale. I know that Little Village, which is a neighbor, is predominantly Latinx, but it's predominantly black in North Lawndale. And also, it's full of love. People are outside. It's the west side of Chicago. So it's like people are outside. People are dancing. They're supporting local businesses. It's just it's very vibrant. I will say there's definitely it's very under-resourced. When you come through, you can tell that it doesn't feel like you're in the Gold Coast. It doesn't feel like, you're in an old town. You can definitely see these buildings have been standing for a long time. But it's got good bones and it's got good people. But it's definitely a very under-resourced community, and we need more support, as much support as we can get out here. So
when you check it out on Wikipedia, you will see in 1968, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. stayed in an apartment in North Lawndale to highlight the dire conditions of the area and used the experience to pave the way to the Fair Housing Act. You would have hoped since 1968 there would have been an enormous change, but it hasn't been that huge, has it?
No, but I definitely visited Del Mar Pharmacy where Dr. King, he went to the pharmacy there, and it's the same pharmacy that's been there for 65 years.
Wow.
And Dr. King used to come there and shop. And right next door to Del Mar Pharmacy, Sammy Davis Jr. had a business called Simone's, and that was like a beauty supply store almost. It was also the headquarters for the conservative vice lords. The Black Panthers headquarters is like two blocks away in North Lawndale. So there's just a lot of social capital that is in North Lawndale. And you can actually take a tour. I know everybody in Chicago knows Sherman Dilla. Dilla gives tours of North Lawndale. You can sign up for them. In the summertime, my organization, My Block, My Hood, My City, we lead youth-led tours through North Lawndale. So the students of Collins Academy and North Lawndale College Prep, their summer job through My Block, My Hood, My City is to lead tours of all the positive things in their neighborhoods, and everybody can sign up and take one, and we hope you do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's got such a history. I know that it was predominantly Czech immigrants, and then it became the largest Jewish settlement in the city of Chicago. And then it was Russian and Eastern Europeans who took over and dominated the neighborhood there. And in the 1950s, it's when blacks migrated into the area from the South Side and from southern states. And tell me about the food, because, you know, I know you like your food and you always check out the best restaurants.
Yeah, you know, I was just the other day I had lunch with Arnie Duncan. He runs a nonprofit in North Lawndale called TRED, and it's a violence prevention nonprofit. And we had lunch at a soul food lounge, and, you know, we had shrimp and grits, and we also had salmon and Brussels sprouts, which were amazing. So Soul Food Lounge, you got to check that out. It's right off of 16th. You can't miss it. I've also went to the, I want to say it's called Soul Food Cafe. And I had, again, I had some salmon and some mashed potatoes. So it's a lot of soul food going on in North Lawndale. You know, you can also go to South Corner Store. South Corner Store, they got the best hoagies in the city. It's a corner store. You wouldn't believe in the back of it they actually have hoagies, but they really do. And Sal has so much social capital in North Lawndale. Everybody loves them. But North Lawndale is a lot of good food you eat. Alderman Monique Scott has been very putting me on all the places. I ran the North Lawndale 5K.
Oh.
The 5K was amazing. Yeah, I saw people of all different colors, genders, religions, opinions, ethnicities, occupations. Everybody was out there running and praying. And the vibe was, let's raise money for these nonprofits in North Lawndale. So I'm having a good time. I'm expanding my worldview and my waistline while I'm here.
And how can people support you? Tell them where to follow you. Of course, I follow you on Instagram, but tell them how to follow you on this journey.
Yes. Yeah, you can go to our website, formyblock.org. That's formyblock.org. And go to Special Initiatives, Live 77. You'll see my interactive map with all the dots on all the communities that I've lived in so far. You click on one of those dots in North Lawndale, and you'll be able to check out some photos. You'll be able to check out custom My Block, My Hood, My City apparel if you want to support the wave that way. You can also check out my community assessment surveys where all month I'm interviewing people to ask them, hey, what are the strengths of the neighborhood? What are the challenges? What are the skills people have? Who wants to get involved? And at the end of the month, I give that data back to the community and say, hey, here's what you guys have with the challenges. Here's what you guys have with the skills. And so I'm basically connecting the dots, finding the good in the community, and connecting people to the local power that exists there. And so go to my website, formyblog.org, and you can support, make a donation.
I did.
Lunch.
I made a donation last time we talked. I love what you're doing, and I love that that you're highlighting the beautiful parts of this city. Thank you for joining us, Jamal.
Lisa, you're the truth. I'll talk to you next month from Brighton Park.
Brighton Park. All right, here he comes. That's Jamal Cole, founder and CEO of My Block, My Hood, My City.